Okay, all right. So the two areas, they're unrelated. First area has to do with Heksha Kalim, and it's based on a shiur that the Rav gave many years ago. And the second area has to do with the practicality of this year, because it's Yedalat Shecholios B'Shabbos, and the problem that you have with Suda Shlishis. Okay? So all right, let's take the first area of the of Heksha Kalim. All right. So basically, Heksha Kalim revolves around two parshas in the Torah. One parsha is in Tzav, this week's Kriya, Parsha Tzav. And in Parsha Tzav, what it says is that Parshas Tzav, it's in right after Sheni. Okay, so the halacha of Zos Taras Achatas. So B'mkama Shet Tishachet Ol Tishachet Achatas Lefnei Hashem Kodesh Kodashim. Then it's like this: Akoyin Machate Seyach Lano. So the halacha of Achilas Chatos, Achilas Kachim, B'makom Kodesh Teochel B'chatzar El Moed. Then Kola Sheyiga B'tzar Yigdash Separate Halacha. Now Pasuk Chaf Aleph: Uchli Cheres Hashet Tavusha Bo Yishaver. And if you cook the chatos and the kli cheres, you have to break the kli cheres. Vim b'chli nechoshes bushola, but if you use the kli nechoshes, so then it's umorak v'shutaf b'moyim. Okay, so morak v'shutaf b'moyim, basically as far as our concern is, it's hagola. It means hagola. Okay. So that's one parsha to tell you. So the parsha states clearly that if you cook the chatos with a kli cheres, so you have to break the kli cheres. Why do you have to break the kli cheres? What does it mean you have to break the klicheres? What was halacha? So halacha is because of nosa. Okay? Because the next day it's going to become nosa. And once it's nosa, so then the halacha is that what? That it nosa is also, so it's straight. Okay, it's also. So there is no way, basically the Pasuk says, there's no way that what? That you could have the Kli Cheres ever usable again. Why? Because there's no way to kasher Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres is any Yotzim Yidei Dof Yololim. You can't kasher Kli Cheres. I say, well, no. But what if you use metal, you use Nechoshes? So then we say, no, it's possible to be machshir the kli through what? Through hagola. Or morak v'shutaf b'moyim, through hagola. Okay, so that's how we know that hagola works. But there's another parsha also, by Klei Midyon, where they captured the mates. So they were successful over Midyon. They had the kalim that they took from the spoils. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Loza in Bamidbar, Lamed Aleph Chafalef. Vayomer Loza Kain Lanchei Tzav Abam LaMachama Zos Chuk As Atar Shetziv Hashem As Moshe. Achas Azov As Akosef, As Anchoshes As Abarzel As Abdil Ves Alforas. All these metal objects called Dovar Sheyovo Vaish. Anything which you use over the fire directly, Taviru Vaish V'Toher. So that's really what? What is that? That's Libun. Okay." So the Pasuk says, over here, the Pasuk says, however, things that are used, that the Bliya took place, the Bliya of that which is, the Tarfus took place through how? Through Hagolah, through cooking, so then Hagolah is good. Okay. So it seems like there's no contradiction. But in truth, there is a contradiction. Why? Because by the chatos, the way Chazal explained it, it doesn't mention if it's bedafk, if it's baba'esh. So when we understand the pasuk, it's uchli cheresh tevusha bo yishaver, means no matter what process is used, even if it's esh, so then you still could use hagola. Okay? So really, you have a tata de sasri between two parshas in the Torah. And the parasha in Chatas, the halacha is Hagola always works, no matter how the bliya took place. But in the parasha of Midyan, the claim Midyan, over there it depends. If the bliya took place through what? Through Eish. So then what do we say? So the pasuk says Tavir Beish Vitar. However, if the bliya took place through Bishul, so the pasuk states explicitly that only when it takes place through Bishul, then Bishul's effective. Then Hagol is effective. But over here, the pasuk doesn't discriminate. Okay, since it doesn't discriminate, so it means even if the bliya took place through what? Through Eish, still Hagol is always good. So you have a tie to the Sasri. So how do you answer the stira? So the answer to the stira is because we say there's a difference between the bliya by chatos and the bliya by klei midyan. Okay? What's the difference? The bliya by chatos at the time of the bliya, what was it really? It was heter. So it's heter bala. Okay? When did it become, when does it become nosa? The next day. Alright? So therefore, at the time of the bliya, it was heter. So therefore we say that once it's heter bala, even if it's bliya yedei ha'esh, it never requires leaving. But what? But agol is always valid. However, in the case of klei midyan, there you're dealing with a tarfus that the midyanites had, which means it was davar dvarim hasurim. It's right because they eat things that are non kosher. So therefore, dvarim hasurim. So the bliya was not a bliyas heter. It's not heter bala. It's iser bala. So when it's iser bala, what do I say? Then if it's boleya al yedei ha'esh, so it requires that it should go out through esh, it requires libel. That's the answer to this theory. Okay. Now you have a question like this. Now you have a question with regard to Pesach. What's the question with regard to Pesach? Question is, do I say over here by Pesach, let's say I want a kasher kli, so what do I say? Do I say that this is like the parasha of Chatas, it's heter bala, and therefore even if it's balei al yedei ha'esh, so agola should be good enough. Then, with regard to let's say an oven, that's balei al yedei ha'esh, so you could say agola will be good enough. And once agola is good enough, they can say leave it kal, you know, get into all that terror. But if you should say that really it's domet to the parasha of klei midyan, that it's isura bala, so then of course these aterim won't work. You're going to require what? You're going to require liban. Okay. All right. So the major question is we have to come to a decision as to what is chametz korban pesach. Is it considered heter bala or is it considered isura bala? So Rabbeinu Tam said that it's considered heter bala. But the Ramban disagreed. Alright, Ramban held it's isura bala. What would you say? Would you say that chametz korban on Pesach is heter bala or isura bala? What would you say? Okay. On the surface, you'd say it's heter bala. Right? Yeah. Okay. What? That's correct. He's right. No comparison to Nosar. Why? Because by Nosar, it's heter bala. It means this thing on today, it's 100% heter. In other words, this object that I have in front of me right now cannot come under any framework of Isser. You understand? It's only going to become Isser tomorrow because of Nosar. Okay? You understand? But right now at the time, this very object that I have, okay? So the object I have before, on the day before it becomes Nosa. Today. Okay? Let's say, alright, so then what do I have in front of me? I have in front of me something that's not Nosa. It can't be construed as Isser under any framework. Do you understand what I mean? It's 100%. the phenomena of the nosa doesn't take place until the next day. So this is 100% heter. But with regard to chametz, you can't say such a thing. Because it's not a different chametz on Pesach. It's the same exact chametz. The cheftz is the same. The only thing is that this man ha'isser hasn't arrived yet. But this same object, you understand that, that is on Pesach, is going to be usher, is the very same object I have in front of me the day before Pesach. Okay? The only thing is that Zman Yisurah hasn't arrived. So in truth, there's no comparison between what? Between the case of Nosur and the case of what? Of Chametz. You see, that's the argument of Ramban. Ramban's argument is that really, from a logical standpoint, you should say that Chometz Kodem HaPesach is really not a terabola, but it's Yisurabola. Because the Chalishem, the Cheftza, the Dover HaOser, is the same exact Dover HaOser. When Pesach comes, it's not a new Dover HaOser. Pesach comes, and what happens? And Chometz that exists all year becomes a Dover HaOser. You understand what I'm saying? It becomes HaOser. But the Cheftza of Chometz, the Cheftz of Chametz really exists when? All year round. All year round. Okay? Yeah. Mashen came by Nosa. The Nosa by definition is Nosa by Yom HaShlishi means that you require the Yom to create the object. It has to exist for 3 days. On the second day, it's complete heter. It hasn't existed yet for 3 days. That's what the Ramban says. Okay? And that is the way that is most mistaken. That's the way it is most mistaken. It's pretty hard to argue the opposite way. Really, it would seem that from a logical standpoint, you have to conclude, really, that Chometz is really Yisura Bala. And I'll prove it to you a little bit further, in case it still bothers your mind. I'll prove it to you a little further.
Yes?
Nosar comes about through a process of Lina through the night. So therefore, as long as that process has not taken place to this object, it's nothing, it's a complete heter. Mashiach came by Chometz. So not it. In case in your mind, maybe you're thinking that, yeah, but it's still no Issa Chometz until see, it's nonsensical. Because, and I'll prove to you it's nonsensical. That's not a correct way of thinking. The correct way of thinking is that it's absolutely considered a Dover HaOser. The only thing is that this Zman HaOser hasn't taken place. And I'll prove it to you. Because the question is always very simple. The question is, do we have a halachic shayla before Pesach? And the answer is obvious. I mean, if I have chametz before Pesach, I have a simple question. Can I keep this on Pesach? Can I not keep it on Pesach? Right? So that means I sell the chametz, right? Why don't I sell the chametz? Why are you selling the chametz? Because this cheftza is going to be involved in an iser in another day. So I have to, if something is taruas chametz, so you're going to tell me it's only a shaila on Pesach? No, the shaila takes place right away. The shaila is right now. Pesach is not a phenomenon that comes out of the blue, just suddenly emerges. It's Pesach. It never existed before. It's nonsense. I have to know a week before, a month before, 6 months before, the whole year. I have to know. Is this thing a Dover also a Pesach or is Dover what a Pesach? It's a Dover Pashit. That the shilas with regard to chametz are really shilas halachic phenomena all year round. You can't make believe all year there's no such thing as Pesach. It's nonsense. Pesach exists. It hasn't come around yet. But you can't say that all year round there's no halachic entity of the yontif of Pesach. It doesn't make any sense. So yeah, but what I'm saying is that's why it's illogical to say that the fellow. Some people try to say that it's considered heter bola because the issa really didn't come, or the issa didn't come around until the next day. That's like making believe that Pesach just suddenly emerges from nowhere. It's nonsense. Because Pesach is a phenomenon of the Torah. It exists at all times. And any time you have a shaila Taruvus Chometz, you have to have a Chakira. Is it also a Pesach or not a Pesach? Once you have a Chakira, halachic Chakira, so the Cheftz of the Dover HaOser is there. It's just the time hasn't come around yet that it's also. But logically, the Cheftza is really is a Dover HaOser. There's no question about it. We're talking about the Cheftza is a Dover HaOser. It's a Shneva Shaila, Lachal HaMaisa. Can I keep it another month or not? So therefore, What I'm saying is you can't, don't get lost in the imaginary type of thinking where you're liable to delude yourself into thinking that because Pesach is arrives on Yudalet, Tesvav, Yisachom, Yudalet, Tesvav, that until that time it's complete heter. It's not complete heter, that's not a logical way to look at it. Because there are shailas nogeya lahalacha before also, you have to know, is it mutar l'kayma b'Pesach, also l'kayma b'Pesach. So in terms of the halachic system, the chometz is a dover aser all year round, not just on Pesach. Yes. No. By nosi can't say shita. Because in nosi there's no object in existence yet. The object, the cheftz, is not in existence yet. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's a regular thing. It's not different than anything else. Yeah. It has a potential to become nosi, but that's nothing. Halacha is nothing. By nosi, you do a gola the next day. After it became aser, you do a gola and you remove it. Yes. Yeah, there's an Issa Chometz Kol Hashanah with a guy that Kol Sov Chol Dvash Los Ak Tumen Yishad Hashem. It's an Issa Chometz. Yeah, okay, that's correct. And then Lechem Aponim is a Chometz Teyaf. Right. And Matzah and Chometz, and we got the Kutchim. There's no question, there's no goal you're at. But I'm saying even if you exclude Kutchim, still from a logical standpoint, you have to say that it's considered Issa Rabbala. That's the Ramban, and that's what, yes, exactly, because it's a halachic question. It's a halachic shailah, it's a halachic phenomenon. Pesach doesn't suddenly emerge out of nowheres. Pesach is always in existence. So I always have to have chakiris to get to Pesach. The only thing is that the actual Isser is not, doesn't take place until Zman Isser is not until that time, but the Chalashem Chometz, shailah's halacha is definitely all year round. Okay. But I don't want to make recourse to Kutchim. Maybe without, even without Kutchim, we can do it. Okay. Biggest Shabbos is in existence all week long. That's Mechad Shebechal HaShabbatecha. It means to say covered Shabbos is night from Sunday. Story of the Shabbat. Okay. Yeah. So now the question is, what did Rabbi Natama? By the way, the Gro also has like the Ramban. But it's definitely Surabala. The question is, how do we understand Rabbi Natama? Rabbi Natama maintained that it's Heter Bola. How's it possible? And Tom can't say something that's illogical. Right? Right, so I want to answer the Rabban Tom. What I want to say is like this. There's a halacha binogeya to kelim, a very strange halacha. Halacha is like this. Halacha is, and Achrenim may, are not happy with it, but the halacha is there nevertheless. You can't change it. The halacha is, when you machsha kelim, halacha is, that the way your machsha kelim is according to rov tashmisha shalakli. Alright? In other words, if the rov tashmisha shalakli, give an example. Let's say, for instance, you want to be machsha pot, and the pot was bolea chometz. So you'll tell me, the pot was bolea chometz, you have to kasher it before Pesach. Not necessarily so. Let's say, for instance, that kli, most of the tashmisha shalakli was bitzonon. But a miyut, once in a while, is used with chamen, so the halacha is, all you have to do is wash it off. Very strange halacha. Okay, like the Mishnah Berurah, well, it's been machmer, this and that, 24 hours, makes late. But the fact is, the plain halacha is, that even though there was an absolute bliya, you're not mechuyah, to be machshe the kli through agala, even though it was balea through agala, provided rov of the tashmish of the kli is betzana. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. So what do you see? What do you see from this halacha? From this halacha, you see that kelim are a separate phenomenon. Kelim are not just the halacha of tam. You see, not just the halacha of transference of tam. Kelim are a different kind of phenomenon. And there's a Chalos Shem Kli, and the Chalos Shem Kli requires a specific kind of Hechsher. What is the Hechsher? How is the Hechsher determined? The Hechsher is determined by the Tashmish Echli. Tashmish Echli. Rov Tashmisho Betzonon is one kind of Hechsher. Rov Tashmisho Bechamen is another kind of Hechsher. Alright? Don't ask me questions now, what happened to the Bleas that went in there? They're not concerned with that. But that's the halacha. That's the basic law. So what I want to say is like this, according to Rabbeinu Tam. What Rabbeinu Tam holds is like this. Since the Isser b'negeya to the Kli is not because of the particle that was absorbed, but it's when you're being machshir the kli, it's a hechsher in the framework of tashmish of the kli. So what Rabbeinu Tam holds is that since the halacha is tashmish akli, so the over here we say like this, that everything is measured in the framework of tashmish, which means like this, that if after the belia, the tashmish of the kli becomes impeded. In other words, you cannot, the tashmish of the kli becomes limited. So then he says, then it's considered Isur Abola. But if the tashmish of the kli remains unaffected, so then it's defined according to Rabbeinu Tam as a terabola. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not dependent, it's not totally in the Chali Shem HaDover that it was Balea. You see? Heterbola and Isabola is not a question of what the Dover Hanivla is. It's a question of whether the Tashmish of the Kli has become compromised. It's simply a halacha in the practicality of the Tashmish of the Kli. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, if that's the case, so you can't tell me the tashmish of the kli has been compromised. If nothing happens, you can use the kli for all you want. It's going to be another month yet until the tashmish is impeded. So tashmish of kli has not been compromised. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's considered defined as hetabola. Okay? Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the whole halacha, all the halachas of agolas kelim and heksher kelim are all revolve around one thing, tashmish of kli. So the machlokes rishonim, whether heter bala or whether isura bala, is it depends on the framework, on your framework. If you mean heter bala, isura bala in terms of the chefts of the davar nivla, then the Ramban is right, and the Gra, the other sheetahs, the whole is definitely considered isura bala. But if you're talking and speaking in terms of tashmish akli, then Rabbeinu Tam's position is right. Why? Because the Tashmish HaKli, you can't speak about the Tashmish HaKli being compromised. If you could use it for anything you want, it's going to happen tomorrow, next, it doesn't matter. The Tashmish right now, there is no difference. The Tashmish HaKli has not been limited. It requires an actualization of the limitation of Tashmish. That's what Rabbeinu Tam learns. Okay, that's it. When you're doing Hechsher Kelim, you're not searching out after a microscopic particle. It's not a halacha of a microscopic particle. It's a halacha of being machshir the chefza, the tashmish akli. It's a different kind of a thing. Otherwise, it'd be impossible to have such a halacha that within 24 hours it was balea, but rov tashmish b'tzon. So what? It's a halacha b'negeit and tashmish akli. Now you mentioned that you do the problem of what to do b'negeia to suda shlishis. And I've noticed that there's been a tremendous increase in the minds of people and the importance of Suda Shlishis. Suddenly. Well, it's people who usually don't even bother to think about it, but suddenly now they're very, very concerned. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But let's take a look. The question is Lahalacha. What do we do with regard to the Suda Shlishis on Erev Pesach Shecholias B'Shabbos? So what is the problem? Problem very simple. Problem is that b'negeya to chametz, it's only mutter till the fourth hour. Okay? So therefore, the fourth hour is not good, according to the main shittas, is not good after the fourth hour, is not good for what? For Suda Shlishis. Suda Shlishis will be after mincha. The Rambam, Rashi, and the main shittas. Okay, so therefore, Suda Shlishis has to be after Zman Yisuro. So chametz is out of the picture. So what's left to eat? Matzah. But there's another halacha. And there's an Isra, Achilas Matzah, Erev, HaPesach. Okay, until Achilas Matzah Shal Mitzvah. The whole day. So you're caught. You can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz. And Suda Shlishis requires Suda, requires lachem. So it would appear you can't do anything. Okay? It would appear you can't do anything. So Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's an Eitzah. And this is the Eitzah that the Chorana mentioned. What's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is that you could be Yotze Suda Shlishis with what? Well, no. That's not really legitimate eitzah, because the plain, simple pshat is that for suda shlishis you require lechem. So Rabban Tassa, so I say, you can count from matzah shira. Why? Because matzah shira is what? It's not matzah shal mitzvah. So you don't have any problem of doing what? Of eating matzah, yeah, and it's not chametz. So there's no problem. Very simple suggestion. Of course, you have to be kaveh asud on this, you have to eat a lot of it. Now, in practical terms, so you'd say, you know, a lot of people do this because many achronim hold that egg matzah, while we're machmer during Pesach, but we're not machmer erev Pesach. Many shittas hold away. You eat egg matzah all the whole day erev Pesach. So therefore, they say that what we should do is for mincha, for suda shlishis, so do it on egg matzah. Okay, but you eat it like a matzah shir, like a Rebbe Tam's, like a Rebbe Tam says. Even though we're not to be machmer in this area, not to eat egg matzah in Pesach, but they say it's only in Pesach itself, with Schiv Koris, but on Erev Pesach there's no minig like that, and therefore you can be yotze suda shlishis through matzah shira. Okay, now where did this idea of matzah? Now I want you to. I just want to know. First of all, according to the Rambam, there's one problem immediately. Because according to the Rambam, egg matzah is not considered matzah shira. You see? Because the Rambam passing this. Matzah shalosha b'mei peros is yotza b'yidei chavasa b'pesach. So the Rambam passes that if you just use apple juice instead of water, so you yotza. So according to the Rambam, it's 100% good. Okay? Aval ein loshinosa bi, and Rambam's perek vav alocha hey. Aval ein loshinosa bi yayin o b'shemen o cholov mishum lachamoni kemosh biyano. Vim lo shvocha lo yotze dechavasa. Okay. So the question would be, so it depends on the, if they just, the matzah, and the egg matzah, what do they use basically? They use apple cider, basically. Apple cider. That's why it's considered really matzah shira. I don't think they use that much eggs in there. That makes it, there'll be a question of, it is very possible, according to the Rambam, that since it's not essentially lisha with yayin, I mean, it seems, it essentially has to be lisha, not with water, not with meperis, but the essential lisha has to take place. I mean, you just put a little egg in there, it doesn't make a difference. It's a drop of egg. There's not much egg in those things. So really, essentially, the reason why they're calling it the matzah shira is because of the meperis. And according to the Rambam, you have to have a lisha of either yayin, shemen, or cholov. Okay? And they don't use milk, they don't use yayin, or shemen. So basically, according to the Rambam, it's 100% good for the yotzei the seder. So really, it's not a good method, according to the Rambam. Okay? But, all right, it's one sheet. But we'll see more importantly that the Rambam really can't go along with the whole idea altogether. Okay? And this is really what the Gra points out. This is what the Gra points out on the Siman, Tuf Mem Dalet, the Gra points this out. Very sharp. So the Gra goes back to where Rabbeinu Tam got his halacha from. Okay? Where did Rabbeinu Tam get his halacha from? Because Rabbeinu Tam got it from the Mishnah. Because it says, Erev Psochem Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal Odomach Techshach. Okay, so that means 3 o'clock, the ninth hour, you can't eat anymore until nightfall. So Rabbeinu Tam says like this. Then Toma Umala Yochal. In matzah filo kodem nami yosef. Yeah, matzah also. Can I mean Rishalmi, Kalecha matzah repesh v'bar sos v'eschama. Even me tagimo, if you're going to tell me he's speaking about fruits and things, he says, but that's mutter. The Yeshlam Rabbeinu Tam says, the Iri b'matzah shira. Must be speaking of matzah shira. Lo also be shalmel with matzah real lotzes by chavosa. Vocha kodesh ava matzah shira shaya. V'chein ha'inah Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam says, from the Mishnah you see conclusively that what? That there's an Isser. You see conclusively that what? That there's an Isser matzah kodem. There's an Isser matzah, of course, kodem an Erev Pesach. But by the same token, you see that there's a heter of what? Of matzah shira. Otherwise, how can the Mishnah say that you shouldn't eat after there's mana mincha? Right? Okay. But if you take a look at the Rambam, the way the Rambam has the halacha, and this is what the Gra mentions, okay, the Rambam's like this. The Rambam says, V'chein asal lechol erev ha-pesach mikodam ha-mincha kemat, kidei shi'koneis l'achilas matzah b'taiva, aval ochel hu ma'at peros o yirokos, v'lo yimale kreis o mehen. See what he says? V'chom ha-rishenim ha-yimar, even atzman erev ha-pesach, v'lo lechol. So you see, according to the Rambam didn't learn the pshat. The Rambam doesn't say v'lo yochol matzah shira. The Rambam just said plain that a person shouldn't stuff himself with fruits and other kinds of things, that's the Isser. He doesn't learn the Mishnah speaking about an Isser of Matzah Shira. Right? So according to the so if that's the case, so now Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have any Raya that Matzah Shira is Mutter of a Pesach. Because Rabbeinu Tam's Raya was because he couldn't understand a Mishnah. Mishnah says you shouldn't eat from 3 o'clock on. What could you eat that you shouldn't eat? So he says it must be Matzah Shira. Right? But the Ram didn't have any problem. The Ram said the Mishnah means simple. I mean, you shouldn't overstuff yourself with any kind of food. Okay? That's what the Gra says. So the Gra says that according to the Rambam, it comes out that the whole heter of Matzah Shira on Erev HaPesach is non-existent. Okay? And that's why the Gra concludes that there's no way to fulfill Shalashudas this Shabbos. No way. It's impossible. He says, the Sudazu ain't la takana. And that's it. You can't do it. It's impossible. All right? Okay. And he quotes a source from the Zohar, by the way. That corroborates this. But at any rate, the point I want to make is that that the Gra's deduction, when I saw the Gra's deduction from the Rambam, it seems logical, but I took a look at the Pirush Mishnayos, and he supported 100%. Because in Pirush Mishnayos, he said like this to Rambam. He says, "V'roy laharev adam atzmo k'dei sheyochal matzah b'teyavon." V'zeh shemonanu oso min ha'achila. He says, "Eino achilas lechem levado." It doesn't mean that he shouldn't eat bread. Kiim b'shusa lechem lechem b'osashah. V'asalon lechem matzah. Yomar b'osar. Ad sheyochlenu b'shasa mitzvah. So the Rambam, it's interesting. But the Rambam, the Gra is mentioned, but the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos spells it out exactly like the Gra. He says the Mishnah isn't discussing an Isser of Lechem, because it can't be, because everything's Isser on that day. He says it openly. Ava monu lechol harbe mishor macholim. Okay? So you see the Rambam holds clearly that you can't eat Matzah Shira Erev Pesach. It's open in the Pirush Mishnayos, supports the Gra 100%. Okay? All right. Okay. Now, all I wanted to do was, just to understand, if you take a look on the surface, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam, whose method makes more sense to learn the Mishnah? The Rambam. It's very simple. What did Rabbeinu Tam get started with the Matzah Shira? It's very simple. The Mishnah is just telling you, doesn't say anything in the Mishnah about Matzah Shira. It seems like a very artificial kind of a thing. That to push in the Matzah Shira into the Mishnah. Basically, the Rambam learned the Mishnah very plain. And that's the way everyone learned. You shouldn't eat a lot because you have to be hungry, not to say if you're hungry for the Matzah Shira Mitzvah. Right? Okay. So, my question again is, on the Rabbeinu Tam, what prompted the Rabbeinu Tam to introduce this Matzah Shira business into the Mishnah? All right? On the surface, it would seem a very artificial kind of projection on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah doesn't warrant such a halachic concept of Matzah Shira. It seems like artificial. What prompted Rabbeinu Tam? That's what's bothering me. What prompted Rabbeinu Tam to say that it must be that Matzah Mishnah is talking about B'davka Matzah Shira and that Matzah Shira is Mutter and Hofer? In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is saying basically before he saw the Mishnah, he would say Matzah Shira is Asa. But now that I see the Mishnah, I know that it's Mutter V'cheino Yonayit Rabbeinu Tam, that Matzah Shira Sharia. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam was knowing actually to eat Matzah Shira, probably Shal Shudasim, whatever, but he was knowing to eat it anyways, because he held that Matzah Shira is Mutter. He deduced it from the Mishnah. But the reason why they say all kinds of Matzah is Asa. Even Matzah Shira, it doesn't have to be Dafke. For instance, I'll give you an example. Let's say Matzah Shein Mishmeres. You can't be Yotze, the Seder with Matzah Shein Mishmeres. Can you eat that Erev Pesach? No. So he says, not Dafke Matzah that you Yotze Echavoso. So the question is, that we know for sure. The question is, does it mean that it's Eini Yotze Echavoso halachically? So then it's Aser if it's the same substance, or if it's Eini Yotze Echavoso because the substance is not right. So Rabbeinu Tam is mechalik. He says if it's any yitzdech avasa because it lacks in shmira, so then you can't eat it because the substance is the same. But if it's any yitzdech avasa because of the substance, so then he says it's mutter. That's his chiddush. That's Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. But where did he get started on this whole thing? The simple way to learn the Mishnah. Okay. All right. So that's what I want. That's what I want to answer. You see, the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam is one thing. Question is, what is the iser after the ninth hour? Is it an iser cheftza or is it an iser gavra? You see, the Rambam learned like this. The Rambam learned that the iser after the ninth hour is not an iser cheftza. It's an iser gavra, which means the gavra has to be in a state of hunger. That's the iser. So therefore, anything he eats, if he eats a lot of it, and it depends, it's all subjective. Depends on the person. A heavy person, if he eats a certain amount, he'll be okay. But a thin person, to eat that same amount, he'd be over the iser. Of course, it depends upon the state of the gavra. And if you look at Lashon HaRambam, that's what the Rambam says. The chen asu lechol ever pesu mekada milcha kemat kadei shi yukonis lechilis matza b'taiva. So what does it depend upon? It depends upon the volume of kreisel. You see that? So what does the Rambam say? According to the Rambam, there is no isachefza. Can't be an isachefza. Because each person is different. It's an isagavra. That the gavra is not allowed to be in a state of satiation, erava pesach. Rabbeinu Tam didn't like that. Rabbeinu Tam learned the Mishnah implies more than an Issa Gavra. There's an Issa Cheftza according to Rabbeinu Tam. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what's an Issa Cheftza in Achila? You can't say, that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. You tell me an Issa Cheftza, you can't eat fruit? The Gemara says, let's eat fruit. So which Cheftza is also? So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, the Cheftza is a Cheftza Shel Suda. That's what's also. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says, it must be that matzah shira is mutter erev Pesach. Because the Mishnah has to be speaking about an issa cheftza. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, if you ate a shir suda, you see, even if you're a very heavy person, but you just qualified a hilcha suda, then you'd be over, according to Rabbeinu, even if you're hungry. You see, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's purely the formulation of the Mishnah is an Issa Chafza. According to the Rambam, it's not an Issa Chafza, it's an Issa Gavra. It doesn't depend what you eat, but the state that the Gavra is in after he eats. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. That's why Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to learn like the Rambam. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam understood the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is creating an Issa over here, it's an Issa Chafza. An Issa Chafza, there must be a Dav Rasa. What is Dav Rasa? It must be Matzah Shira's Mutter Erev Pesach. Okay, that's it. Now, with regard to practicality, what I want to tell you is that's why it seems to me that the right way over here is precisely like the Gra says. Precisely like the Gra. That Shalosh Sudas is canceled. Sudazu ain lo takana. Because, you see, according to the Rambam, you'll be violating the Isser of eating matzah kodem erev Pesach, according to the Rambam. So therefore, my advice is to follow the Shitas Agra and not to eat Shalashidis, Dovah Zain La Takana, and just to be also with Mina Tagim. Because that's not the Sasri. Because you see the Halachas, because Chacham, you don't say over here that you don't say by the Rabbani, you don't say Asay Doch Los Asay. There's an assay of Midr Rabbanan of Suda Shlishis. And an Isser of what? Of Matzkar Pesach. But we don't say in Rabbanan of that thing. So you can't be over the Isser Rabbanan of Achilas Matzah Karan Pesach. So therefore, so it's impossible. So Dov is on the Takana. So the Suda Shlishis is lost. That's what the Gross says, and that's the right way to do it. Yeah, so you understand. Now all these eights don't work. Because according to the Rambam, cooking the matzahs and everything, it's all asr. This is only good according to Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns the Mishnah, and it's very hard to say the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah is wrong. It comes out according to the Rambam's understanding of the Mishnah that all these things are asr. You can't eat anything. No! According to the Rambam, there's no heter. If you eat matzah shiro, if you cook matzah, bake matzah, I mean, cook, whatever, fry, any kind of method, it doesn't help you. I mean, it's all the same. It's all in Yisrael of Achilas Matzah, Erev HaPesach. So that's it. With regard to beer chametz, the best thing to do is, first of all, don't do the shit. I mean, I wouldn't reckon Baal Batim is a different story. But again, I would say, based upon this, you should not do the shita of eating egg matzahs for breakfast on for the Suda Shni on Shabbos. Why? Because again, you're going to be in violation of the Rambam. Because it doesn't matter. But every Pesach, the whole day is asr. The Yisra of Achilas Matzah is asr kol hayom kulo. So according to Chala, you can eat. So that's what. So the right thing to do is really to leave over enough food that you don't have to, you know, that you make sure, because there is a question whether you're allowed to do beer on. There is a question whether you're allowed to do beer on Shabbos, even though it's not a halachic violation. There is a svara to say. This is the Rav mentioned one time. A svara to say that beer itself is the process of beer itself is asur Shabbos. If you're going to say that, so then you can't throw it down the toilet. So the only thing you can do, what you should do, is just leave over enough to make sure you can consume that amount of challah, a couple of rolls, and make sure, you don't leave over too much, so you don't have to stuff yourself. And then the crumbs, you're not chayav from beer anyways. The crumbs you can throw down the toilet, because crumbs are not chayav. But that's the right way to do it. It's very hard, you know, once you change, that's all the way the Doris Hashanah always. And once you start making these changes with it, you have to be very careful, because usually you make a change, you're going to involve some kind of a problem. Over here with the egg matzahs, you involve a serious problem according to the Rambam. Because you'll be in violation of the Yisra of Achilas Matzah, Erev
HaPesach. Let's say you do have
an Rambam. Yeah, the Mechava Paskins, Ha'istnis Misanam Erev HaPesach, Kedei Shiyach HaMatzal Teyavan. So it's based on a Gemara. So that's the Rambam learns that's the very halacha. Rabbeinu Tam learns, besides that halacha, there's an Issach Heftza also, with these two halachas, according to Rabbeinu Tam. There's a halacha that the Gavra can't, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can't be a soid, even from anything, because then you're supposed to be in a state of, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's another Issach Heftza, which is the Sukkah.